The 3-acre plot of land was once the only place in Deerfield Beach where the black community was allowed to bury its dead during segregation. The site wasn't an official cemetery, but private property, whose owner allowed burials to happen on his land.
Basically, the cemetery represents all of the Jim Crow laws.
Laura Lucas is a historian who's preserving the oral history of Deerfield's black community. She says this is the main source of information about the cemetery. There are no official city records. Most of what she's learned comes from the generation before her, many of whom have family members buried there. But Lucas has her own memories, too.
As a little girl, when I was walking, let's say if we were going over east looking for mangoes or going to McCory's, which was the store at that time, we would definitely see, know that that was the cemetery.
She did research into state death records and came up with a list of 300 people believed to be buried on the site.
There was a gentleman that I found out there. He was a colored soldier. He was listed there, so he would have fought in the Civil War.
My grandmother is there, and I don't think you should build on top of her.
Valmina Williams Hamilton spoke at the commission meeting in April.
There was a lot of people there upset, and not only black, there were white people concerned about it because they felt like that's a sacred place, and they wouldn't want to have something built on top of their relatives, even if they're not there now.
The commissioners based their decision on a claim that no bodies remain on the site. In 1974, the property was bulldozed by the owner. In 1986, a man named Rob Kassab bought the property after he commissioned an archaeological study and no evidence of human remains was found. Almost 20 years later, he paid for part of a second study, which also found nothing. After April's commission meeting, he volunteered to do one final study before beginning to build. Dwayne Dickerson is Kassab's legal representative.
That's a great example of Mr. Kassab's cooperation throughout the years with this property to try to find out what is truly taking place.
This time, the archaeological study used technology that wasn't widely available before.
Then they found something over there. Found a skull, found gold teeth.
Valmina Williams Hamilton felt vindicated.
I said, yes!
Several weeks later, more remains were found. Hamilton believes the city of Deerfield Beach should buy the land and create a memorial park. I'm Eleonora Idriva in Miami.